we can move on to agenda paper 7 about alignment with IFRS 14. This should be simple.
If I may, just before we move on, a number of SMIG members have raised comments on the proposed amendment to, the amendment to IS 7 on financing liabilities, but I do want to reference back to the summary of the investor outreach, where we did get very strong support for that and that amendment from the investors and the bankers. So when we take that paper to the board, we will need to reflect those two differing views from yourselves and from the users of financial statements.
Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, to provide additional information to the members. Thank you. And now let's move on to agenda paper 7.
Thank you, Jen Xiao. And agenda paper 7 is what we asked question and one of the requests for information, and we thought we was on not aligning the IFRS for SME standard with IFRS 14, and that's not including the requirement for regulatory deferral accounts balance in the IFRS for SME standards. And most stakeholders we obtain feedback from agree with the requirement of IFRS 14 should not be introduced into the IFRS for SME standard, because the board has an ongoing project on re-regulated activities, which could lead to replacement of the IFRS 14, and this topic is not common for SMEs. In light of the feedback on the request for information, the staff will recommend the SMIC propose the board not align the IFRS for SME standard with IFRS 14 as part of this comprehensive review, but wait until the ongoing project on regulated deferral account is completed before considering introduced requirement to the IFRS for SME standard. And now I will hand over back to you, Jinta.
Thanks, Wei. I think the question is very simple, whether we need to align IFRS for SME standard with IFRS 14 for regulatory deferred accounts. And the staff's proposal is not to align with IFRS 14, and we would like to hear the views from our SMIG members on this specific question. Yeah. Do you agree with staff's proposal? Yeah, I see Beating finally agree. Okay. Yeah, Andy. Any other additional comments? Reinhardt, please.
Yeah, I vocally agree as well, so not just silently.
Yeah. And G, please. Yeah.
Yes, I agree with the staff preliminary thoughts. And as we know, the ISB's project on rate regulated activities is going on, so it's better to wait for the completion of the project. And so I support the staff's thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks, Chi. And Ayodele?
Okay, thank you very much. I think I also agree with the staff that this should not be aligned. I think the standard is not, if relevant, not too relevant and not too common with the SME. So, in my own view, I also support the non alignment of the standard with IFRS 14. Thank you.
Thank you. And I also see Edison also agree with staff's proposal. Yeah, thank you.
Raymond.
Oh, Raymond, yes. Raymond, please.
Thank you, Jinxiao. Just on the IFRS 14 amendments, the paper that's out at the moment, the comments that I've seen coming on that paper, a lot of the comments were around trying to understand who's in the scope of IFRS 14. So I think once that is understood, my proposal at the moment would be to leave it, the SME standard as is, until we understand where IFRS 14 is headed. And if there is a need to then revisit it after that, then we can do that. But for now, to leave the standard as it stands, or to leave IFRS SMEs as it stands, just to be clear.
Yeah, Thank you. Thank you for your comments. I think, yeah, you're right. There are some scope issues and there. So very good comments. Thank you. And so now I didn't see any hands up on agenda paper 7.